come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays with Attorney Penny Dean continues here on Bulldog Live. So, Penny, a few headlines, including in today's newspapers and over the last couple of days, have been about the competing right-to-carry bills that are in the legislature.
You know what? To me, there is no competition. JR's bill's the bill. You know, and is any bill perfect? No. But when people go to the hearing and hear what Representative Coffey's bill is going to do, they're going to be outraged, just outraged. They're
really
going to I just can't imagine that they're not going to say, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. And my answer is, does anybody actually read these bills or instruct in their drafting before they sign off on them and introduce them? You know, that's my question is, do people...
Well, that question's been around for years.
but I'm just always amazed. I'm like, do people actually think mechanically about how these things are going to do? You know, I look at the blank wall and someone says, you know, walk through to the next room and you go, but that's a blank wall. Open the door, but there is no door, you know? And people don't think about, you have to create a door. You have to do this, you have to do that. And I always tell people you need a good solid foundation and you work up from there. And I think that some people, the only thing I can figure out is that they don't understand the interaction of several different laws and rules and policies of how they interact and mesh together. And so it's like I said, really going to be a very frustrating waste of time. We've had that.
Well, basically what both these bills will do is do away with the licensing requirements, correct?
No.
Really?
No. With all due respect.
Okay.
It's... No. You know, I guess, first of all, J.R. Hole's bill will not do away with the licensing requirement. It makes it optional. Okay? And that's really important because there's a million
reasons. Well, do away with the requirement to have a license to carry a concealed handgun.
It won't do away with licensing. It'll do away the requirement to have one.
Right.
But it won't do away with the licensing scheme. What
right.
I call licensing scheme.
You can have a license. Let's say I'm going to travel out of state, which has reciprocal agreements with New Hampshire. The people in, say, well, Georgia is an example.
Yep.
They want to see a license from New Hampshire.
Yep.
Okay. So it would be an option for me to have a license when I travel out of state, I don't get harassed like the people from Vermont have to.
With JR's bill, you would have that option. With Representative Hole's bill, you would have that option.
Okay.
Okay. But like I said, to me, to go into the specifics, it would be just, we need a 3-hour show. Can we bump the next 3-hour class? it's really one of those things where I tell people, if you give what I call the short answer, it's what I call untrue and incorrect, because it's like saying a felon can never own a gun again. That's absolutely not true. Okay. There's annulments, there's expungements, there's pardons, there's sealings, there's depending on the state. And so it makes it an illegal nullity that person was ever, quote-unquote, a felon. But if you want to talk about the technical, real-life truth, yes, they were a felon. For example, we take Ward Byrd, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ward Byrd was, he had his sentence commuted by the governor. He could have been pardoned, correct? In other words, he could have had a full pardon. So if Ward had a full pardon, for example, let's just use him because people know about him.
Yes.
Okay. Even though he was in court and he was found guilty by a jury and he was convicted of a felony, had Governor Lynch pardoned him, he could have went out tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock to a federally licensed dealer and purchased a firearm, as can any person who has their felony conviction pardoned by the governor. We also have...
Wouldn't he need... But even if he was given a pardon, wouldn't he have to have an annulment from his record?
No.
Really?
No. No, he wouldn't. Here's what happens in New Hampshire, okay, is that a pardon operates... In New Hampshire, in this instance, there's a million, again, different variations of certain things. So we're talking about one specific instance. No, he could have went out tomorrow. Now, an annulment, and this is in New Hampshire, because, like, I'm licensed in several states, in Maine and Massachusetts, and every state's different, and every state uses different words for similar things.
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking strictly about New Hampshire, just for listeners. In New Hampshire, the pardon, had Governor Lynch issued a pardon to him, that operates as a parallel procedure to an annulment, okay? And because people hear the word annulment or expungement, and here is where people get very, very confused. if you go and get an annulment, let's say, it operates the same way. If someone says, have you ever been convicted of a felony, you can legally say no. Well, you and I know, of course, you were convicted of a felony if you talk about the whole truth. But it's called a legal fiction. He could legally fill out all sorts of forms that says, have you ever been arrested, charged, blah, 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 and he would be able to say no.
Ooh.
Okay, and that's why people get their records annulled, because a lot of people, for bonds, for employers, for insurance, a lot of people don't realize, for example, when you purchase homeowner's insurance or auto insurance, if you actually read the forms you sign a release.
Yes.
Okay. Many insurance companies check your credit record and your criminal record, because statistically speaking, people with bad credit or criminal records are more likely to commit insurance fraud or have claims.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the insurance companies then, quote unquote, adjust your rates because of that. And so when people talk about annulment, most people, when they get their records annulled, what it does is it takes care of the arrest, the conviction, the trial, everything. But it doesn't make them go away. Lawyers who don't actually know the process mistakenly tell people it erases everything. Doesn't do any such thing. What it does is essentially, I liken it to the top secret documents. There's top secret, super top secret, ultra top secret, and the most top secret of all, right? There's like you go up the levels in the security clearance, okay? So your arrest and your conviction for a felony is never, ever, ever in any world I've seen going to, quote unquote, go away. When you and I think of erasing, we think of a blank piece of paper that got totally erased, and we look at it, we get white. That isn't what happened at all. What happens is it just restricts the level of coverage that a person has to have, the level of security clearance to see that. Because if anyone actually reads the law, there's provisions whereby, let's say that you go out and do something and you're convicted again, they can actually use, and again we're talking New Hampshire and certain restrictions, you can use certain annulled prior convictions for certain purposes.
About that. Well, with that, Penny, we're going to have to wrap this up. People want to get in touch with you. Again, how do they do so?
230-9999 or Penny, P-E-N-N-Y, at PennyDean.com.
That's very, very good. And again, Second Amendment Tuesdays page on Bulldog Live's website, BrianTilton.com, where you can hear today's program as well. And we'll put the link to the New Hampshire pistol and revolver license. So this will be good.
People need to know that.
They certainly do. And read page 2 of that application. That's very good stuff to know.
It's hugely important to know.
All right, Penny, thank you very much. You take care.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.